Nolte, Lawfare Fail, Trump Still Leads Biden in Georgia. By John Nolte on June 25, 2024. For the 26th poll in a row, former President Trump is leading his fraudulency Joe Biden in the state of Georgia. If you recall, in 2020, we were told Biden won Georgia by less than a half point. The 2020 polling out of Georgia, in the Real Clear Politics, RCP, average poll of state polls, showed Trump up by just a single point on Election Day. Throughout that state race, the RCP lead moved back and forth between the two. That is not the case this time. By as much as 7 points, but no less than 3.5. Trump has consistently led Biden in the RCP Georgia average since polling began in November 2023. Currently, in the RCP average, Trump is up 4 points. This latest poll of 1,000 registered voters taken between June 11 and June 22 by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, a left-wing paper, has Trump up 5 points, 43% to 38%. Related, wait, where? Trump supporters cheer for Donald in the streets of San Francisco. Biden's big loss comes from Georgia's black voters. Biden faces a mountain of worries of his own, namely the loss of support among young and black voters, a base that propelled him to a win, according to the poll, writes the pollster. About 70% of black Georgians say they plan to support Biden, down from the 88% support he received in 2020, according to exit polls. It gets worse, just 12% of voters age 18 to 29 plan to back the president. As far as Trump, nearly half of those polled approved of a New York jury verdict last month that found the former president guilty of 34 felony charges, including a slim majority of independent voters, the pollster writes. About one-third of independents say the convictions make them less likely to back him. But 42% say inflation and the economy are their top issues. Related, Trump supporters, protesters lined streets outside second GOP debate. There is nothing in the polling that in any way shows Biden's attempt to lock Donald Trump up in prison with his kangaroo court and 34 phony felony convictions has altered the dynamic of the race. We're nearly 4 weeks out from the verdict, and in the RCP average, Trump still leads nationally. He still leads in 5 states we were told the 45th president lost in 2020: Arizona, plus 5.6, Nevada, plus 4.2, Michigan, plus 0.2, Pennsylvania, plus 2.8, and now Georgia. Things are tied in Wisconsin, but only because of a single poll that shows Biden up plus 6, which is an outlier. Out of the 7 most recent Wisconsin polls, Trump leads in 4, and 2 are tied. Additionally, 2 states that seemed impossible for Trump to win just 6 months ago are now very competitive: Minnesota and Virginia. We were told Biden won Minnesota by 7.2 in 2020, and Virginia by 9.4. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.